Daf Kufayin Beis. When a shtar hakna is written for a sale, there is a zchus to collect from mishubadim from the time of the kinyan. Masha'en kein by a normal loan, it's only be able to collect it from the time the shtar is written. If a malva has two shtars from one leiva, each of them are for $50, and he asks for it to be converted to one shtar of $100, we don't listen to him unless we have the consent of the leiva as well. The Mishnah. Two brothers who yarshin, one is rich and one is poor, and their father left a beis hamerchatz, a bathhouse, and a beis habad, an olive press. If it's rented out, then they share the rent. If it's used for personal use, even though the ani doesn't have as many avadim using it as the ashir, the ani can say, send whoever you want to that place. I really don't care. The Mishnah also says, if two people with the same name lived in a town, i.e. Yosef ben Shimon, one cannot bring a shtar against each other, i.e. a shtar chayv, because we're afraid one of them is the wrong one. So what should they do if they want to borrow from each other? These two Yosef ben Shimons want to borrow from each other. Then you use a third generation name as well, i.e. you write Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov and Yosef ben Shimon ben Yehoshua. If they're also equal, both are called Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov, what do you do then? Then you add an additional simon, maybe a fourth generation, maybe one of them is a kayin, or something like that. And the Gemara says, a get which has edim, but no date, as long as it says hayyim, we assume it means the day it showed up in Bezdin, and therefore it's kosher. This Mandi Amar probably holds like Rebbe Eliezer, who holds Ede Mesira Karsi. The general rule is that any item which is divided or could be divided as a result of a Yerusha is divided equally between the two brothers, and each one can do whatever he wants with it. However, a bathhouse which cannot be divided into two separate usable bathhouses must be used jointly as one entity by the two brothers who yarshin it, as is mentioned in the Mishnah. Although the halacha follows the view on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph that says one partner, or one of the yarshim, can impose on his fellow yarish, i.e. his brother, an ultimatum of gaid o agaid, he can insist either buy off my share of the bathhouse or allow me to buy out your share. The Gemara over there on Yud Gimel Amud Beis explains why in this case, where we're dealing with a poor brother and a rich brother, the poor brother cannot offer such an ultimatum to force a buyout. Since the poor brother does not have the means to offer to buy off the rich brother's share, he conversely has no basis to insist that the rich brother buy him out. The Rambam, however, says that it's possible for the poor brother to impose the ultimatum of goyd oy agoyd if he wants to. Daf Kufayin Gimel. We say that Isius niknas b'mesira, but Abaya says he must bring a raya, and Rava says he doesn't have to bring a raya. And finally, can we write up a shtar for the leiva when the malva isn't there? This is a machlokes. The Mishnah. A father who was about to die, and he said to his sons, amongst all my shtarei chayv, one of them is already paid up. So we assume all are already paid until the son can prove otherwise. But if one of the leivas has two shtaras there, and the father had already said only one was paid up, so obviously the other one wasn't paid up, we assume the larger one was paid, but the smaller one wasn't, because we say, ha-mitzi mechavero, olav haraya. The next Mishnah. If someone lends money to his friend together with an orev, a guarantor, he cannot collect. But if the malva said, I'm lending on the tnai that I can collect even from the orev, then he can collect. Pshat ben Gamliel says, if the leiva has property that can be collected from, the malva can never collect from an orev. The concept of arvus is found with regard to other areas of halacha, as well as we find the din of orev here. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, regarding Birchas HaMitzvahs, says that the rule concerning all these brachas, such as the bracha on Tkiyas Shofar, is that even if one has already recited the bracha, nevertheless, he can repeat the bracha for the benefit of his friend who did not yet fulfill his chiyuv of Tkiyas Shofar, afal pisha yotza maitzi. However, regarding Birchas HaNenin, for example, the person makes a bracha on food, the rule is that one can recite the bracha on behalf of his friend who wishes to eat something only if he is reciting the bracha at the same time for himself as well. In other words, he wants to eat also. Masha'ekeh b'birchas ha-mitzvahs, even if the person already heard Tkiyas Shofar, he could still make the bracha for his friend, even though he has already been mekayim his chiyuv. Rashi explains that the reason a person can do this at all is because of the concept of kol Yisrael arevim zeh lo zeh. All Jews are considered guarantors for each other. So in the case where we're talking about a birchas hamitzvah, a person can make a bracha for his friend, even if he does not require the bracha for himself. Since each Jew is responsible for his fellow Jew, it's considered as though the one making the bracha actually requires the bracha for himself, in as much as he's responsible for his friend's chiyuv. And it is for this reason that he's permitted to recite the bracha a second time on his friend's behalf. The same, for example, applies with kiddush on Shabbos by day. Let's say you go to a kiddush, and you make kiddush, and you eat a piece of cake. Therefore, you've been mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush b'makom suda. Now you come home to the family who has not been at the kiddush. They have to be hearing kiddush. Since kiddush is not only a birchas hanenin, but as well as a birchas hamitzvah, you can make kiddush again for everybody in the house, even though you've already been mekayim your mitzvah of kiddush. And the Gemara here says, the malva cannot collect from the arev, since the purpose of the arev is only if the leiva runs away, or all other avenues with the leiva are exhausted. The halacha of arev is even just verbally, as we learn from Yehuda via his guarantee for Binyamin. We paskin that asmachta loy kanya, but still, if the leiva cannot pay, the arev becomes responsible. Daf kufayin dalad. Wherever we have Reb Shimon ben Gamliel in Mishnayos, we paskin like him, except in three cases. Arev, which is our case here in the Mishnah, Tzidain, which is a case in Gittin, and Raya Achreina, a case in Masechta Sanhedrin. There was an Arev for Yisayme, i.e. the father of the Leiva had died, and the Arev paid off the Malva before telling the Yisayme that they owed money. So the money the Yisayme owed to the Arev is considered a Milva Alpeh, and the Yisayme have only a mitzvah to pay back, not a chiyuv to pay back, since until age 13 they are not chayev b'mitzvahs. In a case of Milva Bishtar, the Yisayimim would have a chiyuv to pay back. If an Arev had the shtar chayv in his possession, i.e. he says he paid the Malva, and the Malva gave him the shtar chayv, so he can't collect from the Yisayimim. Maisha was the Arev for the ksuba of his daughter-in-law, since Rav Huna, his son, was a Talmud Chacham, and he was poor. And from this, people say poverty follows the poor. When it comes to a ksuba, a father is usually willing to be an Arev to pay for his son. And finally, if a shchiv mera is maktish all of his property, but says 100 mana of what I have I owe to Pliny, we believe him, since people don't usually play games with the money of hektish. Daf kufayin hei. If a shchiv mera says 100 mana of mine belongs to Pliny, and after he dies the Yosemim say they already paid off this person, they're believed. Unless the father had said tnu mana l'Pliny, then they're not believed, because obviously he was saying that they have to be given the money. It clearly means that probably that he hasn't been paid back yet. And finally, a shchiv merah isn't mechuyev to be explicit about things he says or who he wants as edim. We take his words very seriously, because at the time of his death we say, divrei shchiv merah k'ksuvim u'kimesurim dami. The Mishnah. If someone lends money to his friend with a shtar, the malva can collect the chayv from the chasim mishubadim. This means land which was sold after the loan took place. So those people who bought that land now own nechasim, which are considered mishubadim, and if there is no other way for the leiva to pay back, the malva can collect this chayv from these nechasim. If there was no shtar, only edim, then the malva can only collect from nechasim b'nei charen, property still in the reshus of the leiva, not property which had already been sold. If a person is an arev via a milva alpeh, you can only collect from the arev, from nechasim b'nei charen. If Reuven was trying to injure Shimon in the marketplace, he was trying to choke him in order to get him and force him to pay back his loan, and Levi said, don't hurt him, I'll be the Arev and pay you back the money. Levi is pater from paying, since this isn't an official arvus. Rabbi Shmuel says, if someone wants to be wise, he should learn Dinei Mominus, since there's no greater miktsaya in the Torah, and one should do Shimush by Shimon ben Anas. Gemara. The reason a milva al peh cannot be collected from Nechasim Mishubadim, but only from Nechasim ben Echaren, is so as not to cause lekuchais unnecessary losses, i.e. they bought the land and will now lose it, because they're now mishubed, the land becomes mishubed, they bought it, and they're going to lose it. Masha'enkin, if there's a shtar, there will always be a kail, and everybody will know about it, because word will spread around the shtar was written, so these people who would have unsuspectingly bought it wouldn't buy it now, because there was a kail, because a shtar was written. But if there is no shtar written, and it's only a milval peh, they won't necessarily hear about it, and they could come to lose all their land. Therefore we say that they could only collect from Nechasim b'nei charen. Rabba holds, a shibud is not midaraisa, but Ula holds, it is midaraisa. Daf kuf ayin vav. Rav Papa says the halacha is that a milva al peh, which is a milva without a shtar, You can collect from the Yarshim, but not from the Lekuchais. Lekuchais meaning people who bought the land. You can collect from the Yarshim so as not to discourage people from lending money. Because if you would say that they can't collect from them, people wouldn't want to lend money. They would, out of fear that this would happen. But you can't collect from the Lekuchais since there was no koil. No koil was generated by the fact that it was only a milval peh. So you don't want to create an unnecessary loss to the Lekuchais. Unless, of course, there was a koil where a shtar had been written, then you would be able to collect from the Lekuchais, i.e. from the Nechasim Mishubad. There are three gittin which are pasul midrabanan. But if she remarries a child from that marriage, would still be kosher. In other words, even though the get is kosher midaraisa, but it's pasul midrabanan, if she goes and remarries afterwards, and a child is born from that marriage, the child would still be kosher, because the get really midaraisa is kosher. One of these three cases. If the get was written with a ksav yad of the husband, but there were no edim. Number two, if the get had edim, but had no date. Or number three, if it had a date, but only one aid and didn't have two edim. Rebbe Lazar says that if it wasn't written with edim, but it was given with edim, then it's kosher lechatchila. And if it's a shtar chayv, the malva can collect from the chasim mishubadim. In other words, he holds edim mesira karsi, but the main thing is when it was given over that the edim were there, not necessarily the edim who were there when it was signed, or the edim who actually signed it. Even though Rabbi Yishmael praised bananas in the Mishnah, the halacha is still like Rabbi Yishmael, and you can collect from Bnei Charan, in the case of the Mishnah, where the guy was being injured. And finally, if Bezdin makes a person an Arev, you don't need a kinyan, since he gets hana that Bezdin trusts him. Mashenkein, a regular person, in order to become an Arev, needs a kinyan. The halacha is that if an Arev committed himself before the money was lent, a kinyan isn't needed. Afterwards, he does need a kinyan. An Arev of Bezdin, however, never needs a kinyan, since he has the satisfaction that Bezdin trusts him. Hadron Allah, Masechta Baba Basra.